let's go to the West Rand now, because we are seeing some more violence today. We know the situation's been in the spotlight. West Rand residents warning police they will continue to hunt for alleged zama-zamas until the government takes responsibility for its failings. The police minister, Becky Cele, was there over the weekend. He attended a crime combating Mbizo in Kagiso yesterday, listening to residents about the situation. Some communities calling for military intervention to restore calm as well. The police tactical response team, the Amabrete, are also going to be deployed to Kagiso today to combat illegal mining operations. But let's get a sense of what's happening at the moment, because the community of Mohlakeng in Randfontein is protesting against illegal miners. Tsediso Claripe is the Rand West City local municipality mayoral spokesperson. Tsediso, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. What is happening this this afternoon? Which areas are of concern, and what are you seeing happening there?
Thanks for the opportunity to share with the viewers of your radio station. The community of Rand West City Utility, both Mohlakeng and Burgersdal, they organize themselves, because the prime of the economy in the way in Rand West City is the mining activity. Now, we've got quite a number of mining dams where the Zamazamas will go there, they'll do their own activity there, you know. Now, what have been observed lately is Zamazamas going beyond what they normally do. They will go to unused mining areas, try to get some minerals that they can be able to exchange for economic activity. What lately we've been able to observe is the Zamazamas beginning to terrorize members of the community, and that prompted the community of Rand West City to organize themselves and try to close all the holes that are existing in those mining dams. Because we have observed a very worrying scenario, where they will get to the community of Mohlakeng Extension 4. They get there, they fight with the community members,
right.
They get into their houses, they do house burglaries. The same is also observed in Burgersdal. Now, that has got the rights of the community to organize themselves and say they will be closing all those holes.
Okay. So in terms of the actual protest, Sidiso, what are we seeing happening there? I have seen visuals on television of some structures being set alight, that kind of thing happening. What, is it under control, the situation?
The police are on the scene. They're trying to calm the situation. But the message that you want to put forth to the police, as local government, as the municipality, is we shouldn't wait for such situations to transpire before we act. Because the community of Burgersdal, on numerous occasions, have gone to the police, they've raised this concern. The community of Mohlakeng have also done the same. Now, the situation that it shouldn't boil before we can be able to stand up as government and want to respond to it. I think that we could have long managed this situation to be where it is today.
Tsediso, thank you so much. Tsediso Claripe, Rand West City local municipality mayoral spokesperson, speaking to us there. That community in Mohlakeng in Randfontein protesting against illegal miners. Some of those communities in the West Rand saying they will continue to hunt down zama-zamas. The police have also deployed the Amabrete, the specialized unit to combat the rampant crime, the illegal mining. Do you think that's going to work? Do you think deploying the Amabrete is going to work? The fact that we're going to send in this unit. I see some communities asking for the army to be deployed, and this isn't always the panacea to all of our problems to deploy the army. So what are your thoughts on that? Send me a WhatsApp voice note or tweet me at Mandy Wien.